This is the tale of a mate I had back in those other days. Thin as wire and just as tough, and woolly and wild in his ways. When the going was rugged and really rough, he would always cheerfully state, "Things are bad, but they could be worse, so we'll see how we go with it, mate." There was a time when we busted our checks in a town in the long ago now, when a big gun shearer got on the tear and he started to kick up a row. And he picked on the smallest one of our lot, and slaughter was plain to see, till our mate said, "Listen, you son of a gun, come and fire a charge at me." Well, things really began to happen then, because as he picked himself out of the dust and the dirt, both eyes were the color of slate. And he squinted a bit as he said to me, "How did I go with him, mate? How did he go with him, need I tell you?" Another time in the sunny state, with both of us out of a job, saddlebags empty and nothing to smoke, between us we hadn't a bob. When we saw on a poster stuck on a wall, news of a rodeo, "Well, here's our chance," he said to me, "we'll be kings of the Wild West show." But he drew the worst horse there was in the draw, mean-eyed and long in the neck. As he climbed up the chute, he whispered to me, "Be ready to collar the check." Collar the check? This is what really happened. As he picked himself out of the red Queensland dust, just a few yards away from the gate, he looked up at me with a lopsided grin and said, "How did I go with him, mate?" Well, that's the way he used to be. That was our mate. Now this mate of mine has gone to rest the way he was destined to go, wheeling the lead of the scrubbers that break from a camp on the overflow. As I stood by his grave on that drear winter's day with the rest of the crew and the boss, I remembered his happy-go-lucky ways, and I knew just how great was our loss. And I thought of him climbing those long golden stairs with St. Peter in charge of the gate, and I'm certain I heard his voice at my side saying, "How will I go with him, mate?" Well, it's all over now and I'm settled down, far away from those roving days, and the things I did and the mates I knew have all gone separate ways. But I'll always remember that certain mate and the way he could cheerfully state, "Things are bad, but they could be worse, so we'll see how we go with it, mate. Yes, we'll see how we go with it, mate."